All right, welcome back to our final segment of the night tonight here. A quick reminder, Houston Dynamo in action on Friday night. They'll take on Toluca of Mexico. That's the round of 32 in the Leagues Cup. You can get your tickets at leaguescup.com. A big, big night for the Dynamo going up against international competition. If you are a fan, this is not the type of game you want to miss. As always, a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW, and our good friends over at Little Patagonia Empanadas. A big thank you to them as well. And by the way, if you're in Austin at Q2 Stadium, get the empanadas right in stadium from Little Patagonia. All right, coming up now, our next interview, taped earlier today, the German 22-year-old Lawrence Anali has produced some really scintillating moments off the bench for Ben Olsen and the Houston Dynamo. I caught up with him earlier today. Now, one of the players that's really caught the eye of the fans here in Houston, new signing, debuted in this League's Cup. He is Lawrence Anali, and he joins us now. Lawrence, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first off, I want people to get to know you a little bit deeper, but I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the German soccer culture. Being born in Berlin, you're the first German player, to my knowledge, in the Houston Dynamo. Just a little bit on the German soccer culture.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition when you start playing football there, or soccer, sorry. We call it football. I would call it soccer now. There's just a lot of competition, like directly when you start playing. I started when I was 4 years old and went to my first, I would say, bigger club when I was I was 7 years old. And this is like directly where it started with the competition, and you have to perform and you have to show performances. You have a lot of pressure on this, but I can say, and that's also the reason why I still play it, I had so much fun. It's just great. And the fans in Germany are just amazing.
Yeah, there is a joy to your game. I get the sense you love taking people on with the ball and beating them off the dribble.
Yeah, that's just my play style. This is how I learned to play football. In Germany, we have a lot of small fields on the streets. Here they have the basketball courts. There we have the soccer courts, I would say now. Yeah, I was a lot of I spent a lot of time there. Like my whole childhood, when I came from school, I was directly going get some lunch from mom, and then go to the courts and play some soccer.
So a lot of your soccer growing up, I mean, you created your own environment. You didn't wait for coaches. You also played on your own with your friends in the streets. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's correct.
Is your initial impressions of the United States favorable? How do you like Houston? You know, what do you like about the U.S. and have you been here before?
To be honest, I was never in the U.S. before, so it's my first time and I'm living here. So yeah, it's crazy. I have to say the heat is something special. the humidity, it's tough, but I like it. I'm getting used to it. And about Houston, yeah, the city is big, very, very big. You can do a lot of things here. I'm looking forward to do some other stuff than only playing soccer. So, yeah.
Lawrence Anali joining us, new Dynamo signing from Berlin, Germany, only 22 years of age, has already been very exciting off the bench for the Houston Dynamo. Lawrence, did you grow up in the Berlin area? I know you were born there, but is that where you grew up, in that area, Berlin?
Yeah, I was born in Berlin. And then when I was like a year old, we moved to Nuremberg. Yeah, it's also a city in Germany. And I grew up there until I was seven. Started playing football there for the FC Nuremberg, second Bundesliga team. Started playing football there. Then we moved back to Berlin, and I played for Hertha BSC, also second Bundesliga team. That's about it. So yeah. Moved to Nuremberg, back to Berlin. And Yeah.
You mentioned the seriousness with which the competition came at a very young age for you. A lot of times over here in the U.S., you know, people want to move away from, let's not be that competitive, let's build a technical base. But in the German soccer culture, were there a lot of competitive demands put on you when you were a 7 or an 8 year old?
Yeah, of course. It was also important, like, for the coaches to, how do you say, to, single word.
Be serious.
No. To evolve, like, develop. To develop, yes, develop. You know, to like the passing, but it was always like they wanted to win, and yeah, this is the winning mentality we have in Germany. I was 7, 8 years old, and when you lose, you were just very sad and angry, and so that's me. I was growing up with it, but, so yeah.
But you also seem to find happiness in the game, even with the competition and everything.
Yeah.
Lawrence Sonnally joining us here. Lawrence, tell me a little bit about your 8 appearances at Hanover and what that meant to you to ultimately make your professional debut.
Yeah, I was 18 or 19 years old. I can't remember, to be honest. It was amazing. Directly from the under U19. It's either you go to the second team or to the professionals. I was happy that the coaches gave me the chance to directly play for the first team. I was very nervous at the beginning, but it was a crazy experience to play in the cup games against Bundesliga teams like Leipzig or Gladbach. It was amazing.
You really seem, in the 2 appearances I saw, that you really have an air of maturity and that, you know, this, I mean, you've gained a lot of experience for being a young guy. It did not seem at all like you were nervous, intimidated, or anything in these first 2 appearances for the Dynamo.
In the first game, I have to be honest, I was a little bit nervous to come in. But, yeah, it's normal. New club, new fans, new teammates. I was also like just very excited the night before because I knew I would get the chance, I think, to play. So I was just excited and excited, the nervous. What do you say?
Nervous, not a bit of anxiety, or
no, not anxiety. Yeah, but yeah, it just flew away like with my first touch. I like having the ball. I like to dribble. I just love to play the game. So, yeah, I have a lot of fun with it.
This is music to our ears, Lawrence. Lawrence Sonnally joining us. Who pushed you maybe to start taking people on as a kid, right? I mean, did you have an influence that encouraged you when you picked up the ball? Hey, we want you to run at people, beat people, or did that just come naturally to you?
Yeah, I always had it in me. But I also have to say that, like, when I was 13, 14, I was a right back. So I learned another position. But I have to say, like, the switch was in the last season when I played with Lukas Podolski. I gained a lot of confidence. He helped me a lot. He just said, you have the speed and you have the dribbling and you have a good technique. And he just spoke good to me. He gave me the confidence and I just exploded, I would say. Like, I love, like, I have the feeling I can dribble past every player. So, yeah.
So is dribbling a lot down to confidence? I mean, obviously it's down to technique, but another big element of it, the confidence and the want.
If you have the confidence, then it feels like it is easy.
Yeah, this is awesome. Lawrence Sonnally joining us here for Houston Dynamo fans. All right, Górnik Zabrze, Poland.
Górnik Zabrze, yes.
Yeah, I probably didn't pronounce it correctly. Yeah. I gave it my best shot. Tell me a little bit about that club and playing in Poland and the reason you went there at the time.
So I was on vacation in the summer break. And I received a call from Lukas Podolski. He said, yeah, we know you're good. We see the potential in you. And yeah, then 1 week after my vacation, I directly went to Poland. I knew it is a big club in Poland. They won the championship 14 times, and they have good history in the club. And the fans are crazy, amazing atmosphere, good team. And yeah, I just decided to go there to play in the first league in Europe. That was very important for me to play in the first league. And yeah, I think the rest is was just going perfect, was going well for me.
You know, Lawrence, I put something up about you coming to the Dynamo on social media, and a lot of the fans of your Polish team were like sending me messages. Oh, you guys got a great player. You better take care of him. I mean, you had a lot of support over there. You must have been a really big fan favorite.
Yeah, it was a tough start for me when I moved to Poland. I was, to be honest, it was like a whole switch in my life. Everything changed. No family, no friends. First time like away from home. But I got used to it. And yeah, then like after 3 or 4 months, I needed the time to adapt. I just loved to be there. I felt the support and the messages, and even in the stadium, like it was just great. And yeah, they helped me a lot.
Talking to Lawrence Anali of the Houston Dynamo. By the way, the Dynamo take on Toluca Friday, round of 32 in the League's Cup. And the Dynamo getting a spectacular victory, a 3-0 victory over Real Salt Lake to win the group, which really was up for grabs on that second game. So the Dynamo will take on Toluca. You played a little bit against Atlas, and I suspect you haven't played against Mexican teams before. Was there anything different playing against a Mexican football club like Atlas?
I wouldn't say different. I just saw they have like good technical players, good speeds. Yeah, it's football. So you have these kind of players in almost every team with good technique and speed. But yeah, I knew they have some good fans. They made some good atmosphere. So yeah.
So Lawrence, you know what a lot of people are going to say, they're looking at you and they're going, what a talented player. What a great signing by the Houston Dynamo. I'm sure you had interest from other clubs. You're only 22 years of age. And I guess the obvious question that I'll ask for everybody is, why come to Major League Soccer at this point from Europe?
Yeah, I just saw the opportunity. I saw that the league was growing. My agent, he told me also a little bit about it, like the plan and what could be my next steps in the future. Yeah, and you just have to be like calm, like see the situation. And I was thinking a lot about it. It took me some weeks to decide, to be honest. But I don't regret it. I think it was the right decision. The team is amazing. I see the league growing, and yeah, I think my play style is good for this league. With my speed, I can help the team a lot. And yeah.
Did you know much about Major League Soccer prior? I mean, had you watched any games, or was it kind of doing your homework pretty quickly about understanding what the league was about?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't know much about the league, but I followed the league since Messi was joining. So, yeah. But I had to learn a lot about the league. I think I know everything, like almost everything now. But, yeah.
Lawrence Anali joining us here. And again, we remind you, Dynamo Toluca on Friday. You can get tickets at HoustonDynamo.com, LeagueCup.com. You mentioned Lukas Podolski a lot, and he was a player I loved watching with Germany. Yeah. He's obviously a big influence.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that relationship.
Yeah, he's like my friend now. It's just amazing how he's speaking, and like he doesn't care. He just speaks whatever he has in his head. He's just letting it out. He's helping a lot. He's down to earth. Like he's speaking like my brother. Just a great guy on and off the pitch. And yeah.
Lawrence, have you always played as an inverted winger or more on the right side of the field? You did mention that you were starting at a younger age as a right back, but do you prefer the right side or the left side cutting in?
I prefer the left side. I feel more comfortable on the left side. I played the right side as well, but I just feel like a lot more comfortable on the left side because I have the opportunity to cut in or just go straight the line.
Excellent. Well, listen, Lawrence, a big, big thank you for coming on tonight. It seems like there's really big things in store for you. Everybody's enjoyed watching you play. We want to wish you the best of luck against Toluca on Friday, and we look forward to another visit in the future after you score a couple of goals for the Dynamo.
Can't wait. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lawrence. That's Lawrence Anali. What a way to end the show tonight here. Big thanks to Lawrence for coming on. Wishing him the best of luck against Toluca this weekend. By the way, you can get the podcast at Spotify, Apple, and Google, also at ESPN 975. Big thank you to our presenting sponsors, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Okay, until next week, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.